How would you like to feel just a little bit better? I'm Miranda Anderson, a positive psychology practitioner and host of the show Practically Happy. Each week, I dive into the science of well-being and discuss practical tips for feeling better in your everyday life. Tune in for the latest research, insights, and a happier you. Listen to Practically Happy wherever you get your podcasts.
Kenzie.
I'm Jamie.
And this is the Codependent Podcast. Welcome back to the best podcast on the internet.
Hello, girly girls.
Jamie, I literally have to check every time to make sure you actually started it.
Guys, I started it.
Jamie did it. She's doing
so
good.
We're on air. We're live.
We're live.
Don't make a single mistake.
Oh my gosh, seriously though.
We're like, this is kind of weird. I don't know.
I feel like I'm in a really weird mood today.
We're both in like a weird spot because we're both just kind of like stressed.
Stressed queens.
Yeah, we are. We're just, there's like a lot going on in both of our lives right now.
I feel like for me, I'm at such an in-between stage.
This is about to hit.
And I hate being in this stage.
Yeah. I totally get that.
Because I'm like the kind of person that just like, I like just want to be in it.
Yes.
Like,
and not.
And I hate even saying that because I know when the day comes that DJ is like home full time or gone full time, I'll be like depressed and like, that'll be a really big adjustment. But right now we're in like such an in-between phase of like he's starting work in August, but he's not yet studying for boards because he just did his test last week. You guys know that. And then he takes boards in July. And so it's kind of too early to start studying for boards. But like next week he's going to start studying for boards. He wanted to take 1 week off of studying. So he's just at home all the time right now. And like I love it. I love that he's home. It's been amazing.
So nice.
But we're also just like it sucks to know – which, like, we're so grateful that he, like, has a job lined up. But it's annoying to know that he has a job lined up that he can't start yet. Does that make sense?
You're, like, on the brink. And, I am, too. I'm, like, in the month of graduation and in the month of, like, starting. But it's still stressful because we're relying on a test.
Yeah.
And it's, like, if he doesn't pass this test.
I haven't even put myself there yet.
You're almost there.
I know. And I don't want to be.
And that.
Us. Right now, we're just like, he starts work in August, but it's like, he doesn't pass this freaking
like
test.
There's a test on the line as well, which is just, yeah.
I just really hate that their entire futures depend on one test.
No, it's horrible. Like, it's actually horrible.
Why can't it, like, especially DJ, who, like, is touching people working on human beings, that he has to do, like, a written test.
Yeah, like, that is kind of weird. Like, he has to have the knowledge behind.
But,
what
like, I feel like he should just have, like, a patient that he has, like, a couple different patients that he has to treat.
Isn't that part of the test, though?
No.
Not at all?
Not at all.
I feel like I remember
No,
Kat.
It's all written. Oh. No, you do, like, throughout school, some of his tests for school were, like, a clinical test.
Ah, that
So that was
sense.
For school, but not for his actual, no. like, certification for, like, being a physical therapist.
That totally makes sense.
Which is, like, so annoying. Nope. I mean, we're too blessed to be stressed.
Too blessed to be stressed, fam.
And then thinking about adding a third kid on top of everything else.
And then it's like, wait, what?
And like,
Kenzie has to get a whole new car.
I have to get a whole new car.
Kenzie literally has to get a new car.
So I won't be having a baby for like 6 years because I have to buy a new car.
No, for real though. It's horrible.
We're just getting by.
Speaking of baby number three, guys.
Jamie, are you pregnant?
No, I'm not pregnant. Oh. This is not how I would tell you. Although that could be kind of fun.
I was going to say, I think it'd be really cute, but I think you'd have the camera on.
I would definitely have to have the camera on going.
Yeah. We don't have the camera on today.
We don't have the camera on. So next time, no, just kidding. But no, we just, our whole episode today is about mothers.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about baby number three.
Motherhood. Well, I was like transitioning, you know.
Good transition, Jamie.
Good transition, and Kenzie cut it down.
I thought you were going to say something about like wanting baby number three.
No, I mean, just being a mom in general, I feel like, and that's obviously something to like think about and discuss where our kids are getting older and
they're so big. Pierce is going to be two on Saturday.
He's literally going to be two.
It makes me depressed.
I hate that I have to say I have a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Like that sounds so sad.
Like I still say Pierce is a 1-year-old.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, oh, my 1-year-old.
Until
like,
Saturday.
No, literally.
He just turned one.
He just turned one. He's like 13 months. I think too with Pierce, like, I was talking to Deej about this too. I'm like, I can't believe he's going to be two. And Deej is like, yeah, but like, I kind of feel like he already is two.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You like put him with.
I just put him with Rossi. Yep. And so when Rossi turned two, Pierce was two.
Pierce was already two.
But he wasn't two for like two more months. Like,
he's actually going to be two now.
I know. It literally makes me so depressed. But it's Mother's Day week. And so we're just going to do we haven't really talked about being a mom lately.
We haven't. And we know that a lot of you guys are moms or your mother figures or your aunts or your.
There is nothing better in this world than being an aunt.
No, there's not. We should have gotten like an inspirational quote from Kendall about being an aunt. Like how that
I'm an aunt. I could give you an inspirational quote.
I know you're an aunt too. That's true. I know something that I was thinking about is the fact that like being an aunt is the best because
you can give the kids back.
Yeah, you can give the kids back. But I just feel like, especially with, I don't know, I feel like your kids are my kids. Like, I just feel like they're my kids too.
I totally get that.
And it's like kind of.
Like, I love your kids as much as I love my kids.
And I feel like I know every single thing about your kids.
Yeah.
To like. That they are my own kids. Like, I know their bedtimes. I know their sleep schedules. I know what they like. I know what they don't like. I know what they're like in the car. I know what they're like on trips. Like, I...
Yeah, don't ask me to take Rossi in the car ever.
Yeah, I promise I won't. I'll be having to pay you if I do that.
Literally.
Rossi's horrible in the car, guys.
No, I totally agree with you. I mean, I remember when I didn't have kids yet. I didn't have Payson yet. And my favorite part of the week was when I got to babysit Navy.
No, it's just...
And, like, I feel like I, like... Like, I don't know. I felt like she was almost mine too.
Oh, completely.
You know, I just, being an aunt is like the best responsibility.
And even like people that are like figures in your life, you know what I mean? Like, they're not necessarily family, but they've like.
Been family.
And they just kind of like take your kids as their own kids.
Yes.
And that is just so, it's like, I don't know. It's so cool. And there's, I just feel like the saying, like, it takes a village is so true.
Yep.
And I've seen that so many times in my life and in so many different phases of my life where it's just, like, resonated. And I'm like, yeah, this is true. It literally takes a village.
It really does.
And so many people can have such a good impact on your family and on your life, like, especially if you don't live by family, because I've been there and it's hard. It sucks. So,
totally.
Like, let the people around you.
I saw a TikTok the other day about this mom, and she had to go to the hospital because she like pulled her like pec muscle. And she was like, to like a story time in the car. And she was like, yeah, I had to go to the hospital because I like tore my pec muscle and it hurt really bad. So I was like going to the ER really quick to like get it figured out and get meds, whatever. Yep. So she gets to the ER and there's this mom that had an 18-month-old and like I think she said 3.5-year-old, close in age. And the kids were losing their shit. Like losing it. And this mom that like tore her pec muscle was sitting there like watching this mom. And she was like, it got to the point where like the 3-year-old was running away. And so she tried to like put her 18-month-old in the stroller. He like was arching his back out of the stroller and she was like chucking him in the stroller. And you could just tell that she was so frustrated and so angry.
Literally, how many times have we been there?
Oh, millions.
Like maybe not in the ER, but like in that.
Frustrated.
Yes.
And so that girl like got up and she like walked over to the mom and she just like grabbed the 18-month-old and she's like, you just sit down. Like, you sit down. And the mom immediately like burst into tears.
I'm literally
like,
about to cry.
I know. And she just like started bawling and this other mom was like bouncing the baby on her hip and like really trying to like get the baby to calm down. But she also had like a tore pec muscle. And so another lady came up and also helped with the 18-month-old and like was bouncing him and trying to play with him. And then the nurse came back to like get the mom. And she like tried to get her kids and the two ladies were like, you just go back. We got this.
Like, I promise your kids are going
to
be safe.
Like, you just like go deal with it yourself. Like, you're fine. And the mom came back out and was talking to her and was like, I have no family. We just moved here. I have no friends. I don't have anybody. And like, my husband's at a conference this week and I like something medical with her. It wasn't her kids.
Yep, yep.
But she's like, I like had to come to the ER and like, they're both cranky. And like, I don't know what I would have done if I didn't have help. Like, you know what I mean? And it's just like those people, even if those aren't your kids, like those are like mother figures.
They are. And I think that it's hard because on Mother's Day, obviously if you're a mom, you get it. But if you aren't a mom and you want to be a mom or it's just not time for you to be a mom yet, like there's still such important roles you can play in people's lives. And I always think back to Rexburg, like if I wouldn't have had you and Justin's sister help me. And before you moved there, I had neighbors like, and I just would be like, hey, I have class. And I knew I wanted to finish college when I had Navy. And so I had to rely on the people around me and I didn't have money to pay them. Like I couldn't pay people to watch Navy. I just had to say, hey, do you mind to watch her for like, it was always like me and Justin just had an overlap.
It was like 1.5 hours.
1.5 hours. Most of the time she'd be sleeping or she'd just wake up. So she was super happy. And so I would just have to be like, hey, every Tuesday for like an hour and a half, can you watch my kid? And now I'm like, wow, I wouldn't put that on anybody. But in the moment, nobody else really had kids, or they had one kid and they weren't in school, or
they understood the exact stage of life that you were in.
Exactly. And they were totally willing, because they're like, yeah, I don't really have a lot to be doing anyway, except for being a mom, which is a big job. But like, yeah, if you want to bring her over, totally. And everybody was just so helpful. And I just couldn't have like made it through college.
Totally.
All my people just like swarming in and helping me. And so just know that you can be one of those people if you're not a mom. And if you are a mom, rely on those people.
Yeah.
Because there's actually no way to get through motherhood without that.
Literally. Like, no, I fully agree with that.
So I just, yeah, it's crazy. And I feel like, especially with me and you, when we were moms young.
Yes.
And so there's a very big like difference, because we've gone through so many stages of life together.
Yes.
And Kenzie and I kind of wanted to do like our top three things that we've learned, that our kids have taught us, just like in the past 4 years of being a mom.
I love it.
And so my first one, because it kind of was going into that, was just like something I've learned is that, especially from being a young mom, is that me and Navy, but also me and Rossi, like have just grown up together.
I love that.
Like, I just feel like I grew up with her. I was 20 when I had her, and that's crazy to think about, that I was 20 and like I could have my own child, and like
literally
like I don't know,
like who, like I should have been taken care of still, and I was like, taking care of a human
still, like not, yeah. And so I don't know, that's like something that I've just learned, is that you just grow together, and especially if you're a young mom, I'm sure you can relate to this. And
I mean, we were talking about this the other day, like Justin has his graduation, DJ has his graduation, and we were like, do we want to bring our kids to that? Like, should we like to keep our kids at home? Like, it's kind of like a serious ceremony.
Yep.
And then we were talking, we're like, no, because like our daughters, our older ones, are old enough to remember like when it started. And like
they've literally lived through like more than half of this.
Yeah.
Like
they've lived through all of grad school.
All of grad school.
And like then, they watch their daddy study and they like watch all these things. So like, it's really cool to like be able to have them watching you like do things and remember it.
Exactly. And isn't it funny, like even on the Navy and Payson, we had them on the episode, and they didn't know what our jobs were, but they both knew what their dad's jobs were.
Yep.
Like, isn't that so funny to me that
studying of some sort.
Yeah. Like, and because that's what they've known of their dads for so long. And I'm excited for like this next step in life, even though I don't know, it's always scary, like going into a new stage of life and a next stage of life. And I don't know. I'm grateful that I was able to grow, like that I've been able to just like kind of grow up with Navy. And I look back and I'm like, whoa, I don't know how I did all of the things I did. I don't know how I really had a kid when I was 20, but Navy was just flexible and she adjusted. And
I was going to say too, I think that like probably everybody, no matter when they have kids, whether they're young or old, almost feel like that, like you change when you become a mom.
No,
like,
I love that.
Something inside of you changes and you like don't recognize yourself, but in the best way possible.
Yes.
Like you have overcome so much more than you ever thought you could handle.
Yes.
And you've done it with like a little human attached to you at all times. Like
at all times. Like it's kind of in the best way draining to think back. Like,
yes.
On the last 5 years of my life, it's never ever been about me first. It's always been about my kids first and then me.
You want to know what's something funny?
Wait, what?
My second one that okay, I was going to okay. say, which this is something I've learned.
Okay. Yeah.
It's the opposite of what you just said.
Oh, what is it?
It's don't put yourself last.
I love that.
Because
but that's what I'm saying. That's why it's draining to think that.
Exactly. And I think that a lot of people do say like, your kids come first. Like, and they put themselves and their marriage second. And something I feel like I really learned from having my kids is that, like, especially in the last year, is that when I put myself last, like, I am drained. I am anxiety. I am depressed. I am not myself. And, like, you shouldn't let your kids take yourself away. You should evolve. You should change. You should become better for your kids. But don't lose who you are in motherhood.
And it is so easy to do that. And I think literally everybody has been there that's a mom. Like,
oh, I've been there. Easy.
It's so easy to just lose yourself in it. But I found myself being a much better mom when I put some of my own needs ahead. And not even necessarily needs. Like, it's not like, I mean, I guess some of them, like, I think back to, like, I don't know. And I have a lot of friends even, and it's not a bad thing at all, but like they go to the grocery store or they go to like Target. They don't look at clothes for themselves.
Yeah.
They look at clothes for their kids. But like as a mom and as a postpartum mom,
I want to feel good.
I want to feel good too. And so it's like all of these, there's so many things in life where you're just like putting your kids first. And number one, because maybe you're just not comfortable. Also, you love them so much and you just like want to give them everything you possibly can in the whole world. And I just love that. I think that take something from that.
And I also like going along with like growing up and then also like putting yourself first, like my kids watch me. Like I remember the very first time I was at Train Insane and my like, I like looked, I'm going to cry. Why am I going to cry? I hate
motherhood.
It's motherhood. But like I looked up at the window and like Payson was watching me work out. And it was like one of the first days I'd ever worked out. So I was like super anxious. I was like super uncomfortable. I like didn't know what I was doing. And I like looked up at her and she like gave me like this tiny little thumbs up. And it changed it for me. Cause I'm like, she's watching me
take care
of myself. And like, she's going to grow up and know mommy took care of herself. Like mommy's happy. Like, you know what I mean? And then like, she'll like ask me like, you worked out today. I don't know. It feels good to show her that like I love myself and like you should care about yourself almost first.
Yeah, because you are a better mom when you're mentally stable.
Yeah.
And when you're physically able.
Exactly.
Like there's so many aspects of that. I love that one. You kind of like read your second one.
I did.
But it doesn't really matter.
It's fine. No, okay, what's your second one?
My second one that I feel like is that, and I'll just read it. I like always want to go in this explanation, but my second one I wrote down was just to make, like something I've learned is to make special time, and it's kind of generic, but like to make special time with each of your kids.
Totally.
Because I got so long with Navy, like by herself, and everyone's always like, yeah, the second kid will never get that attention. Like they'll never get that first love and like all these things. And there's an aspect to that, which is true. But at the same time, I miss Navy so much while she's at school, but I'm so glad that I get time with Rossi.
Totally.
I get to like know her and I get to know her personality and she gets time with me.
Yep.
Like that she'll.
Uninterrupted time.
Uninterrupted time.
Yeah.
And I think on top of that though, is just like make extra time. Like Navy loves to get her nails done. She loves like those little Target trips. Like Rossi doesn't quite get that yet. And
totally.
So she's still young.
But so you can like sit on the ground and play with Rossi and she like loves it. But Navy like, you going and doing something special means so much to her.
And she dies over like mommy daughter dates or daddy daughter dates. Like she loves doing that kind of stuff. And I just think it's so important to make special time with each of your kids, like even when they're young, because that is like when core memories are made, literally.
I agree.
And even this morning I was just like sitting at home with Rossi and I was in her playroom and on the couch and she was just like playing with me and she was playing doctor and it was just like, I don't know. I was just like, these are the moments that she needs, like a special time with just me.
Yes.
And we went to Chick-fil-A and it just got to be me and her.
Yeah. No, I love that. And I think that goes like, I know I'm like incorporating everything like into motherhood, but like, I kind of like this can go into like not motherhood either. Like think about yourself. Like I need special time with my husband. Like I need special time with you. Like when me and you like go to dinner that's not for work and me and you just like hang out like we're friends and sisters and we're not working, like I feel so refreshed in our relationship.
And when we don't do that, I notice a difference.
100%.
When we're just like in the motion of work and that's our time together.
And then we're together, all we talk about is like what we're doing next and when the next podcast is. And like I find myself feeling like not less about our relationship, but like,
yeah, but like, okay. Yeah. Like this is,
it's just not special.
Exactly.
And so I feel like putting special time into any sort of relationship is like when I get to like hang out with Navy, it's the best. Like I love like for like their birthdays, we always do like, we like
the sisters
take the kids and we like go do something special. Oh, and like,
we still got to do that for Payson.
It's okay.
You actually,
it was a very
me.
Busy week. It was Easter. It was a busy week, but like, when we get to like do those type of things, like, I don't know, it just
is so special.
And like, those are the moments that you like remember. And like with being the second kid, like, I mean, even this morning, like Payson took Pierce's dog away from him and he was just like hysterically bawling. She finally gave it back. And then he came and sat on my lap and I was like singing him a song and scratching his back. Guess who came and sat literally the closest she ever could to me? Payson. Yep. Because she wants to be involved, which I'm giving special time to Pierce. Like I get that she wants to be involved, but I'm like, Pierce, like Payson got to have unlimited special time for
and, like,
two full years.
Attention of, yes. Like, you are everything to us and we just are like doting over you all the time.
Which exactly.
It's so good, but it doesn't mean you can't give that to your like subsequent kids.
Totally.
And I think just finding time for that is something I've learned that really changes our relationship, and that is just special.
I agree.
Super special.
Okay, my next one comes from the actual second that Payson was born.
Okay.
Is what I realized about being a mom.
Okay.
Nothing ever goes how it's planned.
Yeah.
I am a planner. I really like when things go as planned. And planning's really good, but when you have kids, planning also is the worst.
Yeah.
Like, I can remember.
And I would even say, like, planning, but also just, like, it's not expected.
Yeah.
Like, it's the unexpected
things that pop up that you, like, for instance, like, this is, like, the most minuscule example I could think of.
Yep.
Minuscule example I could ever think of. I told the kids I was taking to the park on Saturday. And, like, they were so excited. Like, even Pierce was like, park, park, park. He was so stoked. We get to the park. We start playing. It was, like, 93 degrees. I was sweating. Both my kids' cheeks were bright red. We'd been there for, like, 5 to 10 minutes. And I was like, my kids are so happy right now. But, like, we can't do this anymore. And, like,
we're dying.
And then I, like, looked at the time. And we'd been there for, like, 5 to 10 minutes. And I'm like, this was, like, supposed to be, like, a two-hour activity to get out of the house. And, like.
And now.
And I'm looking at my burnt kids. And I'm like, we can't stay here. And so I'm like, as a mom, I'm like, what else could I say to my kids to, like, make them happy that we have to, like, leave, which is, like, such a small thing. But, like, think about going to dinner. You have it in your head. Dinner's going to go so great. The kids are going to eat at the table. They're going to sit still. They're going to be great. We're not going to do no
we're
shows.
Just gonna eat and it's going to be wonderful. We're going to be chatting.
Does it ever go like that?
Never.
Never.
Literally
it
never.
Never goes as planned. And I think that's a really hard thing to adjust to as a mom of, like, you can plan and plan and plan and plan, and it's not going to go as planned with kids.
You have to kind of. And I think that this, I will say something that I feel like is that this gets harder when you have more kids.
Yes, like, I agree.
With Navy, it was a little easier to plan things. Like I had one and I mean, obviously kids are kids, but like it was a little easier to like be very particular about things and to care more about certain things. And when I had Rossi, I was like, oh, I'm still going to care about those things. And I still care about those things, but you have to just be flexible because otherwise you're just stressing yourself out.
And it took me a minute to adjust. I mean, my birth didn't go anything
as you thought or planned or hoped or dreamed.
And I remember texting mom the first night I was in the hospital, like right after I had her, and she was like under the lights. I literally couldn't hold her. And I remember texting mom and being like, this is just not what I wanted it to be. Like, it was so far off of what I wanted it to be and what I envisioned in my head. Like, how did this happen? How do I not even get to hold my newborn? How do I not even really want to hold my newborn because birth was so traumatic? Like, it didn't go as planned. And that was like, I remember
what
mom.
What is my actual life?
Yeah. And I remember mom being like, that's kids. That's it's not going to go as planned.
Ever.
And like, it's okay. It's okay to grieve it. It's okay to be upset. It's okay at dinner if you're upset because your kid's not sitting and eating their food and throwing their food. It's not going to be like, oh, I didn't expect that. Like, move along. It's like, no, you're still allowed to be a little disappointed. But snapping out of it quicker when you have kids because kids feed off your energy.
And just the frustration. It's so easy to become frustrated. And at some point, you've just got to laugh. Like, and I actually noticed that so much yesterday when I was doing that little video of Rossi. My morning, it was hilarious for the video, but in real life, I was like, holy crap. If I didn't have a mindset that this could be funny, I would have had the worst day of my life.
100%.
She threw a tantrum immediately in the morning because I wouldn't give her 7 cookies for breakfast. She threw the milk and the cereal all over the car. Like, she was mad we had to go home. She took a 20-minute nap after swimming. Like, there was just so many things that could have gone wrong, and my viewpoint isn't always let's laugh it off. But luckily yesterday it was, and it was a good day that happened because nothing went as planned.
Yep.
Nothing. She was crazy all day.
And and you just have to roll with it. And it's easier said than done for sure.
Yep.
But I would say that's one of the many life lessons my kids have taught me.
I love that one.
You just expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected and don't stick too hard to your plans.
Yeah. They will fall through.
Have a good outline. What is it? Hope for the best, expect the worst.
Yeah.
That is motherhood.
That
in a bow. We're done.
And we'll see you next week.
And we'll see you next week.
Okay, what's your last one?
Okay, my last one, which I feel like I'm still kind of learning this, but it's something that we talked about recently that I just felt like was very relevant just because we had like talked about it. But My last one I said was to make your kids be best friends with each other.
We just talked about this.
We literally just talked about this. And I just thought, like, how important is that throughout my whole life to be, like, yes, I feel like I haven't, like, learned that completely, but I'm learning and I'm remembering. And that's something that, like, coming into your family was, like, that was something that mom pretty much said right away.
Yep.
Like, your sisters are the ones that are there at the end of the day. If everybody else is against you, you have your sisters.
Yep.
And you have each other. And like, no matter what your friends do, no matter what other anybody people does, say to you,
no like what boys say, like
they're the ones who love you and they're the ones who have your back. And that is just so true. And if you don't have your kids develop those relationships early on, they will never develop them. That's just not realistic. And so that's something that I just am learning and I want to keep learning. And Navy and Rossi fight, and I just tell her, I'm like, stop fighting. Like, she's your sister. Stop. Get over it. And the fights are dumb right now. They're over toys. But I know later on they're going to be over big things, and they're going to, like, those fights can turn into things. Like, you hear so many times in life siblings hate each other.
And they, like, become estranged.
They don't know anything about each other's lives or anything.
I can't even imagine that.
I can't even imagine that. But I think that that's because mom and dad pushed so many times,
yes,
like your best friends. Like, there was so many weekends me and Kenzie wanted to go do something, and they're like, no, we're going to California, we're gonna watch Cat play soccer, we're gonna watch Kendall play basketball.
You're gonna support, was just literally dragged along.
Yeah, and you're gonna support them. And I don't really care if you want to hang out with your friends, because at the end of the day, these are your sisters and you're gonna support them.
Yep.
And when you get there, you're like, oh my gosh, of course I'm gonna be here, of course I'm gonna cheer them on.
And looking back like 10 years later, I'm like so glad that I did that, that every single weekend. Yeah.
And I just think that it's so important.
And it's really like transitioned into adulthood. Yes. Like thinking about like the people that support me in my life the most are my sisters, are my family. Like, and if you have brothers, like your brothers too. Like we just have all sisters. We're not like,
that's why we're saying that. But yeah, like, I mean, yeah, you have a boy and a girl now. So it's like they're going to support each other. And
yeah, it doesn't matter that they're different genders. Like,
no.
Payson will be at every one of his games. He'll be at all of her dance recitals. Like, do you think we wanted to take Pierce to her dance recital? Like, no. He was miserable. He couldn't run around. He hated it.
He hated it.
But like, when she was on stage, he was clapping and he was smiling. Obviously, he's not going to remember that. But
but you're teaching him young, like, that's your sister and we're going to cheer her on.
Yep,
and
we
like,
always cheer our family on.
Exactly. And no matter what, like, even this past year with like friendships and friendship breakups and like all these hard things that I feel like we've gone through, at the end of the day, I don't care if I don't have any friends, because I have you and I have Kat and I have Kendall.
And we family.
And that's like what matters.
Yeah, and I completely agree.
I just, that's something I'm still learning and want to keep learning.
And like developing.
And developing, your kids. Yeah, exactly.
What was yours? My last one is kind of like a mix.
Okay.
It's kind of funny because it kind of contradicts one, like my first one.
Okay.
But I think having kids has helped me learn my priorities in life. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, yes, it's important to focus on myself, but my priority is like my kids and my family.
Yep.
And like, I don't know, it almost goes into what you said too, of like building them to be friends forever, like being best friends. Like, I'm thinking like family trips. Like,
yep.
I love when us four just get to go on family trips, because it's unbreakable bonding time.
It is unbreakable. And it is
the most, like, we just prioritize that, like, all-inclusive time together. Like, when we were growing up, my mom didn't let us invite friends on vacation because that was family time.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then, like, even, like, I don't know, this weekend, me and Jamie were supposed to go to California. Krista Horton is having an event. You'll see all about it on Monday. Like, you guys will on know Friday. What we're talking about.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
When this comes out, we were supposed to go, and we really wanted to go. And it was something that, like, we were really looking forward to. We've known about it for months. Like,
yeah,
we had our hotel booked. We were planning on going, and it's over Pierce's birthday. And I went back and forth like 100 times. I'm like, he's two. He's not going to remember it. We can celebrate on Sunday. Like, he doesn't not care. He doesn't know. Yeah. And the more that I thought about it, and the more that, like, I don't know, I've just been a mom. Like, the less I care about not my family.
Yes.
Like, my family's my priority, and like supporting your friends is so important. And like, being there for them and like showing them support, and like, we'll obviously still show support because we love Krista and she's one of our close friends. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I have to put my priorities in check and realize that, like, sometimes as a mom, like, you have to miss out on things for your kids and saying no to things that aren't beneficial to your family. And I think that before I had kids, I would just do like anything and everything, because
why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
But now, like, That means I'm missing out on a bedtime. That means I don't get to like say goodnight to my kids. That means like I just choose my time more carefully because I am missing out on time with my family. And like self-care is so good.
Oh,
like, getting alone time is so good. Like,
and I think being away from your kids is so very healthy.
It's so healthy.
Yes.
But to what extent? Because I do feel like there was a time in my life in the past couple years where I was so self-focused on like fitting in, being included, going to everything, making sure I didn't miss a thing. And I remember one week I wasn't home for like four nights out of the seven nights. And I'm like, my kids aren't letting me put them to bed. I'm not doing family dinner. Like I am missing out on so many moments with my kids because I'm prioritizing other things first.
Yep.
And I just self-care is so important, but also prioritizing family time and like putting that first is
and
also
even just
important.
Putting that aside, like saying like, okay, we're going to do this on this day and this is going to be our family time.
Yes, absolutely.
And
I totally agree.
And that is just so important. And so, I love that. And I think that as we just continue to have more kids and our kids grow up, we'll probably look back and kind of laugh at what we've learned this far, because we'll probably learn 1,000 other lessons that are even more important than this as we have teenagers and preteens. And like, I don't even want to think about
that.
That gives me horrible anxiety.
Same. That sounds actually horrible.
But I think that we'll just learn so many more things.
I completely agree. And I'm excited to like in 10 years be like, okay, our kids are 14 and 15. Like what are we going to say about them now?
Honestly, what are we going to say about them?
I literally have no idea.
I love it. We're going to jump in for a quick ad break.
Okay, so you guys, oh wait, Jamie, I have big news. Okay. I bought a king bed.
Kenzie bought a king bed, you guys, freaking finally.
Wait, I totally forgot to share this. This should have been my close friends.
It should have been.
I bought a king bed finally. And I don't even have a bed frame yet, but one of the first things I ordered was Cozy Earth bedding. If you guys have not tried Cozy Earth bedding, it is.
You don't have to have a king to have it, but like.
No, I just needed new sheets because I got a new bed. And of course I go to Cozy Earth. If you don't know, Cozy Earth has been featured on Oprah's Favorite Things and now on Kenzie's Favorite Things.
Now it's on Kenzie's Favorite
Things. So just as important as Oprah.
Thank you, Oprah. No, but Cozy Earth has the softest bedding. All of their products are made from bamboo and viscose, which are both responsibly sourced, which, you know, we love that.
Love that.
And they all come with a 10-year warranty, which is kind of huge because...
I actually didn't know that.
10 years? Like, what?
Like, yeah, I'm going to go through sheets in 10 years.
100%. I will probably be like 40 by that. In 10 years? Like, come on. They get a stain. They get a rip. They start to smell or not feel soft. Like, 10-year warranty. That's amazing. They're also temperature regulating.
That's something DJ noticed immediately.
They are so nice.
Yeah, they're by far the best bedding ever.
Yeah. Like, honestly,
they also have loungewear, which is so freaking comfy.
It is so comfy. It's also very flattering. I've seen so many people have their loungewear, and I actually really want to try it.
I tried it.
I think you, yeah, I was going to say,
I have some. I had some for postpartum with Pierce. So I kind of wrecked it all, but it was the most comfy. It literally felt like I was wearing their sheet on my body.
Dude, honestly, just so nice. I love their stuff. And this would be such a good Mother's Day gift idea, you guys, if you were, this like whole episode is all about Mother's Day. And so this would be such a great Mother's Day gift. Tell, like, put this ad on while your husband is like listening so that he knows. But anyway, Cozy Earth has actually provided us an exclusive offer for our listeners today,
which is 35% off site-wide when you use the code CODEPENDENT.
Yeah, so go to Cozy Earth and use our code CODEPENDENT. You'll get 35% off.
We'll put a link in the bio of this episode as well, but 35% off. Get yourself something for Mother's Day. Get your mom something for Mother's Day. You still have all week to order something for Mother's Day.
Yes.
So go and get it. It is going to be the best present you get yourself, your mom, and 35% off is one of the highest codes I've
very good deal
ever seen. So go get yourself some Cozy Earth bedding.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify?
Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Okay, Kenzie.
Oh, no.
What are we talking about today? We already know.
ZocDoc. We love ZocDoc.
We love ZocDoc. I feel like a lot of people like ZocDoc. I feel like people are liking it. People are using it. People are trying it out. And I totally understand why, because ZocDoc is just the best. It's literally so easy to use, and millions of people use it. And it's a free app. Why would you not just download a free app?
And it makes my life so much easier, because in the stress of motherhood, we're talking about a lot about motherhood in this episode, but in the stress of motherhood, I feel like we as moms don't put ourselves first. And
no.
And just like you were talking about with finding your dermatologist through ZocDoc.
Yes.
That would have been so hard for you to find a dermatologist that takes your insurance, that had an availability, had all these things that you needed.
And that was like good. Like, and I wanted him to be good. Like, you're touching my face.
Yeah, completely.
Like, you need to like know what you're doing.
And I feel like a lot of the times we spend so much time focused on like our kids, like pediatrician, like all these different things, like making sure that they're taken care of, and having something to help you find your doctor is just as important. There's no surprise twists. Like, it's just, you know what you're getting on ZocDoc. You know what's available, because that's the other thing. My schedule is so freaking hectic.
Well, and one of the things I hate too is you call a doctor and they're like, hold on, let me check the schedule. And then you're trying to talk to them. You have your calendar open.
Yep.
You're trying to like, your kids are screaming in the background and you're like, Tuesday, what time? Oh, 10 o'clock. Oh, sorry. Actually, we don't have 10. We have 11. Okay. Let me check if that works.
Like, wait, Jamie, didn't that literally happen to you yesterday? And you didn't even get your calendar out to look because you were so busy. And then you were like,
yes.
Freak.
And now I have to recall them back and I have to cancel it and reschedule it. Like, Rossi was screaming at me in the background. There's a lot going on. And I just feel like ZocDoc is the actual easiest way ever. And me and Kenzie have personally used it. And
multiple
so
times.
We both can tell you how great it actually is. But like we said, it's a free app.
Download it. It'll help you find a specialist. It'll help you find a doctor. It'll help you figure out which doctor takes your insurance, and you can schedule right from the app. So it does amazing things.
All the things. Go to ZocDoc.com/codependent and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours.
That's ZocDoc.com/codependent. ZocDoc.com/codependent. Jumping right back into it. Now we have... things we've learned as a mom, but things we failed at as a mom. We asked you guys to send in some mom fails that you've had. Yes. And we're going to read a couple and just, you know, we've all been there.
We have all been there.
Can I read this first one?
Yes,
because I've been here. Breastfeeding with a spray tan, my baby looked like an Oompa Loompa. And I have personal experience with this, because I went and got my very first spray tan when I was breastfeeding Payson.
Oh my God.
I went with Kendall. I literally was in the spray tan machine. Like, I was about to push the button and then I realized, wait, I might not be able to get a spray tan. Like, I'm breastfeeding. So quickly I Googled on my phone. I wasn't wearing a bra. So I couldn't even like just wear like a bra, because I wasn't even wearing, I went with just a t-shirt on.
Yep.
And so I literally had to call Kendall from her little spray tan stall to come and give me, she was wearing like a bandeau. And so she had to come out of her spray tan to give me her bandeau so that I didn't turn my baby into an Oompa Loompa.
Yeah. So I feel like a lot of people don't really think about that until it's too late. And then your baby's getting orange rubbed all over their head.
Yeah. So at least I avoided that, but that's a really good mom fail, because I was almost there.
Okay. Honestly, this is one that I think is so, I mean, it's sad, but it's kind of funny. And this is why I don't do this. And I always tell Kenzie not to do this, because she said, drop my 9-month-old on her head, threw her in the air and missed and didn't catch her.
Yeah.
Like, that is the biggest fear, is that you'll throw your kid and you'll miss, or they'll move, or they'll squirm, or you slip and you don't catch them. And
yeah, then, you hate when I throw Rossi.
Like,
Rossi hates when I throw Rossi.
Rossi hates when she gets thrown, because I don't do that. But you throw Pierce, and Pierce is a boulder.
He is a...
There's a very high chance you will not catch him.
Yeah, I can't throw him anymore. He's too heavy.
He's so heavy.
Yeah. No,
So
yeah, that's don't throw your babies.
And kind of going along with that, accidentally bonking your kid's car head when you get in the car.
I did it today.
The amount of times I've done that.
It's just, it is what it is. Until they can climb into that seat by themselves, they got to get used to me bonking their heads on the door.
It's impossible. Can car companies not make the roof just like the door frame just a little bit higher?
I probably would still bonk.
Like, you probably wouldn't, because it's when you're trying to get them, like...
I bonked in the Sentra. I bonk in my Equinox.
Yeah. So, get it, like, I'm saying car companies need to think about that.
Maybe that's, like, the genius idea of, like, a Tesla. Like, the door opens up.
Ooh. All right. Catch me with a Tesla next week.
A suicide door Tesla.
I will be there.
This happened to me last week. Wow. Why are all these happening to me, Jamie? But this one happened to me last week. Forgot wipes at home and had to use a onesie to wipe up a giant blowout. Then... Oh, I think this was two parts, or maybe she just didn't finish. Okay. Forgot wipes at home and had to use a onesie to wipe up a giant blowout in Costco. That didn't happen to me. Something similar happened to me though. I got to the gym and I like picked Pierce up out of his car seat, like to go inside, and he had pooped, and I 100% took the wipes out at home, and I knew I did. I had diapers, but I didn't have wipes. And I was like, I'm not going to drive all the way home. So I went in the bathroom. I wet down some paper towels.
I have done that.
And it worked. Here's the thing, Jamie. I would have never done that with Payson.
Oh, no, I would have bought in a carton of wipes.
Got back in the car.
Yep.
Gone to Target, drove to Target, cleaned her diaper, and then went to the gym. But yep. I'm like, ain't nobody got time for that. I got both my kids with me. I'm not doing that. Nope. So I wet down some paper towels. He was happy as a clam. It actually was like one little turd, so it was an easy clean.
It's an easy one.
Easy clean.
Speaking of poop, potty training, and my kid had a poop accident in the Burger King play area, didn't have a diaper bag or wipes, so just left it.
All right. I've never done that. But here's the thing. I feel like I could understand it.
Oh, I could too. What if you're just flustered and you just got to go?
Yeah, you got to go. Sometimes you just got to go.
Like, what if you just have to get out of there? Like, I mean.
I feel like I know what Jamie's response to this one's going to be. Okay, accidentally drove home from the grocery store without buckling in my three-year-old.
Wait, read that again.
Accidentally drove home from the grocery store without buckling in my three-year-old. Do you remember what happened yesterday?
Yeah, I do. I was trying to get Pierce out of the car at my mom's house, and he was not in a good mood, and so I was trying to help her get him out, and she was trying to pull him out, and like we said, Pierce is an actual boulder. Yep. He's so mother freaking heavy.
Yep.
And so she's grabbing him, and his whole car seat comes out of the car.
Literally, and I caught Pierce with my arm, and then I caught his car seat with my foot. It wasn't moving. I don't know when it became unbuckled.
It's because he's a boulder. So you didn't know it was moving because it probably wasn't, because he was like, holy
cow. Dude, but I don't know the last time I took his car seat out. Like, I don't know how long it hasn't been buckled. It had to be maybe when I was at Disney that DJ maybe forgot to buckle it or something.
Only
like
a solid 2 weeks.
Something. And I feel horrible because I'm like, what if I go in a car accident? Like, what would have happened? Like, I need to check the car seat more often. Please don't cancel me for this. Like, for forgetting to put his car seat back in, but that happened, and it scared the living crap out of me. That is definitely my mom fail.
That is a good one. Oh my gosh, I have some funny ones. 6-year-old broke his arm, swelling went down, and the cast fell off at 3 a.m. I shoved it back on and re-broke it.
Wait, stop. Why would you shove it back on?
She's like, oh, it fell off. Boom.
Hey, save me like a $500 visit to the doctor. I'm just going to shove this back on. Wait, that's actually really sad.
Rebroke the arm. Oh, poor kid.
Dude, I can't believe none of our kids have like broken a bone yet.
Please don't say that out loud. Please. I'm about to get a call from TV school.
No, literally. Like, but that actually is pretty, honestly, 10 out of 10, it's going to be Pierce first.
Oh, 10 out of 10. I don't hope, but I don't not hope.
Okay, but the verdict could be out for Rossi.
She's a climber.
But the thing is, she's going to do it like doing something she does every day, because she doesn't like to do a ton of like new stuff.
No.
But like, it's going to be probably off the back of the couch.
Yeah, she climbs up onto like the arm of the couch, which is probably like 2 inches like wide. She climbs on top of that and then jumps onto our couch.
She's gonna fall sideways, yeah. Backwards.
I would way rather her break her arm than like hurt her head, though.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, snap your arm. Don't get brain damage.
Like, yeah, exactly. We'll figure it out from there. But like, other than that, please don't hurt your head.
Yeah,
don't
I gotta say, injury. I feel like my biggest mom fail is gonna come like the first time like my kid gets like seriously injured. Like,
yes.
Nothing super bad has happened to my kids yet. I mean, they've been like sick, yeah, but not like broken bones. Like,
yes.
I feel like that.
It's like kind of like a rite of passage as a parent, but like I kind of hope that never happens.
I feel like as a boy mom, Pierce needs to like break his arm.
He's going
to
like fall off the monkey bars. Dude, at but school.
If Pierce like broke his leg and he couldn't run, that would actually be my nightmare.
Justin broke his leg when he was three.
Three?
Yep.
Okay, so I got like another year. Perfect.
I think he was three and he broke his leg and there's like so many pictures. The cast went all the way up to his hip. And like all, it was over summer. He had a cast on all summer. He couldn't get it wet. He couldn't jump on the trampoline.
Dude, Pierce would be, I couldn't parent Pierce.
No, you couldn't. You would be so done with that kid.
I don't know. He would still run with.
You would be that mom that just shoved the cast. Yeah.
Oh, okay, wait, so this funny. One's funny. Not a mom fail, but an auntie fail.
Okay.
I love good these. Auntie fails. Almost lost my 3-year-old nephew at a movie theater.
Ooh. Imagine having to call that mom and be like,
Hey,
I can't find
honestly,
your kid.
If you called me and you were like, Kenzie, I can't find Pierce, I would be like, Jamie, I understand. He probably ran away.
I would be literally terrified. Like, if you lose your own kid, worst feeling in the world. But if you lose somebody else's kid,
I would forgive you. I've met Pierce.
I know, but like, how do you even make that phone call? Like,
hey, Pierce ran into the middle of the parking lot and got hit by a car. I'd be like, yeah, sounds right.
But like, whatever, you watching him. Like, I don't know.
You could be having Hawkeyes on Pierce.
I know. It's so true. I just, my heart would like, I would be so, I would have to like text you and then turn off my phone and like ghost you.
Honestly, like, I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't, I know Pierce. I know him.
I'd be like, by the way, I can't find Pierce. All right. Bye. I'm still looking. Don't contact me right now, please.
I'm calling the cops.
Kenzie, I know how you were when you lost Nugget. Imagine how you'd be if you lost Pierce.
Yeah, but Nugget doesn't leave my side. Pierce is a runner. I know he's, I know true. At some point in my life, I am going to lose Pierce.
I'm crying because
there is
so
going to be a day where I'm in Target and it's going to be Pierce's mom. Pierce? We have your son at the register.
What can they like entice him with? Like
a sucker.
Okay, perfect. Pierce, we got sucker.
Sucker, he would, or Kanky.
Or pouch.
Couch. Yeah.
We got couch.
He would come running my way.
He would run.
No, honestly, the other day he ran in the middle of the street because I was trying to get him in the car and like we were outside buckling, like getting in and he booked in the middle of the street and I looked at him, I said, you want a pouch? And he came running right back to me.
You're like, this is how we do it.
Yeah, but I do have a runner on my hands. I do. I wonder when that stops. I hope it does soon.
If and when.
We'll will probably lose him. I will leash him at Disneyland.
Yes, he is a leash kid. He has to be.
He has to be.
Yep. There's no other
way. He's really testing his boundaries.
Okay, this one I also have personal experience with. My 16-month-old fell out of the cart onto the cement floor at Sam's Club. I vividly remember.
I remember this.
I was so stressed. I was in Target. I was, like, Rossi was in that stage of, like, she didn't want to be in, like, the little part of the cart, but she also didn't really know how to, like, stand up and the cart be moving in, like, the big part, and I was trying to get all this stuff and it was Christmas time. So it was a complete crap show inside of Target. And Justin tries calling me and he's like literally calling me and oh my gosh, it was just, and I was so mad. And while I'm like trying to answer it and like have Rossi in one hand, she flipped off the side of it, smacked her head on the cement at Target. Six people were around me just staring at me. And I'm like on the phone, I literally yelled at Justin. I was like, I cannot freaking talk to you. Rossi just fell out of the car on her head. Goodbye. Hang up. I was, and of course, like, no matter what, without fail, for some reason, no matter what happens bad, it's somehow the husband's fault. Do you agree?
We just talked about this.
It always can be traced back.
One, if it's my kids, it's his kids.
It's your freaking kids.
Like,
it's your little freaking gremlin kids.
No, literally, if like my kids are being a crap show and DJ walks in, I'm like, your kids?
Go take care of him.
He's like, they're your kids too. I'm like, nope. Right now? No,
The way they're acting is because of you.
That's your sperm.
That is you.
That is all DJ.
And literally in that moment, I'm like, Rossi wouldn't have fallen if Justin didn't call me in that exact moment.
Yeah. But we were on the phone and you hung up with me to call Justin back. So then it could have been my fault.
It was Justin.
Thank goodness. I couldn't have lived with myself.
That's just how it had to be. So it's okay. We've been there. She's alive. Her brain.
You want to know what's worse is actually, it's probably not worse because brains are more like dangerous than like a finger. But I have heard of a lot of kids getting their fingers stuck in the cart and like the paramedics have to come and like literally saw the cart off because their little tiny chubby finger is like stuck in the cart. And like, that's almost worse
yes.
because that's more embarrassing because you have to get paramedics there to like get the finger out. Like at least if they fall on their head, you can just like put them in their car seat and then you can deal with it. But calling paramedics to get your kid's finger out of a car.
Or like you lock the car door on them. Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, Jimmy has done that. That was actually one of these I was going to read.
I bet that's a lot of people's. There's actually kind of like a sad one in here, but it's, should I read it?
Read it. It's fine. It'll make us all feel better about ourselves.
My baby fell asleep in the car and it was a hot summer day. So I pulled into the garage and we both sat there for 20 minutes before I realized we could get carbon monoxide poisoning because she shut the garage and left her car running.
I've done that. And DJ got really mad at me because I didn't know that was a thing.
And she said, I called poison control. They made us go to the ER immediately and we both tested positive for a tiny bit of poison or carbon monoxide poisoning. I'll never forget that day. I felt like the worst mom ever. I cried for hours.
I've done that. I came home like semi-recently. We've never had a garage. We've never had a garage.
No.
And I pulled in the garage. Payson was asleep. I left the car running because I didn't want her to get hot. And I go inside and he's like, where's Payson? I'm like, oh, she's sleeping in the car. He's like, did you close the garage? I was like, yeah, it's hot. He's like, did you leave the car running? I'm like, yeah, it's hot. He's like, go turn the mother effing car off. Okay. And he was like people like die that way.
That's literally how people die.
And I was like, I thought it was like if you were out of the car, standing in the garage, I didn't think that if you were in your car, you could die.
Kenzie, where else would you get air?
Like, I just thought it was like
how does Payson get air inside the car?
I don't know.
The outside car.
But can't you turn that off? Like,
yeah, but like,
that is no. So I mean, funny. Luckily it was only five minutes, and my husband's not an idiot. But like, I might be an idiot. I thought you had to sit out like in your garage
and like breathe in the fumes.
Breathe in the. I thought it was the fumes.
Which I get that, but like your car, like the air inside your car is from outside.
But can't you put like rotation to be like in the car?
You can, and maybe that would lessen it. I'm sure still a little bit gets in.
Yeah.
So I definitely understand your logic. Thank You're not completely an idiot.
Thank you.
Just a Thank small you idiot.
So much. Just a small idiot. Okay. This is actually a serious one. Not serious, but like I think this is a good one because I think a lot of moms have, it's not like a specific thing.
Yes.
My son has the worst diet. We currently don't have a kitchen, so it's all crap food. Oh, and I feel even if your kids are eating super healthy, I think every mom feels like their kids could be eating healthier.
I 100% get that. And I feel like that's an easy mom fail and mom guilt that we all feel.
Yep.
Like I've definitely been there where I'm like, holy crap, my kid's like Rossi. And I notice if she eats too much sugar, she is a horrible kid.
Definitely.
Like she is so cranky. She's so naughty. She gets sick. Like it's definitely a thing. So
I think with that, take it like one step at a time.
Yeah.
Like just try not to overthink it. But like, I remember talking to you about this because Payson was a really picky eater and she'd only eat like garbage food. And you were like, just give her three meals a day. Give her three meals a day and try not to worry about in between. Like you were like, give her a good breakfast, like toast and eggs or a protein waffle or something. Make sure she eats in the morning and then always try to make her lunch. Cause if you can get a lunch in, they snack less and then have dinner. Like have three solid meals a day and don't overwhelm yourself with the idea of like they cannot snack at all.
Because if you're giving them healthy meals, there can be balance in the snacks that you have. Don't have to be always fruits and vegetables. If you're offering those things at other meals, then just let, like, it's okay.
It's okay.
Go with the flow.
Yep.
And just don't stress yourself out too much. But yeah, start somewhere.
Start somewhere.
Like, during their breakfast, make sure they're eating fruit or vegetables or add a fruit and veggie smoothie. Like,
yep.
Whatever you can do to just add in the little things will make a big difference. Also, give your kids multivitamins because then you know they're getting at least what they need if they're not getting it from their food. I think that is really important.
I agree.
Okay, this one's kind of funny. My 2-year-old was riding his bike down a hill. I noticed he was picking up speed. I stuck my leg out in an attempt to stop him. He was going faster than I thought, and he flew over the handlebars. Had bad road rash on his chin. I've never felt worse in my life.
Anything that has to do with injuring your kids, that's just going to haunt you.
I know. It really is. You just feel – that's me. I one time still haunts me with Navy. I was cutting her fingernails and cut a big chunk of her – thumb off.
Jamie, you were traumatized.
She still has a scar. Like, it'll be there the rest of her
life. I remember this.
Chopped off my brand new newborn a chunk of her thumb. Like, a literal chunk of her thumb. Like,
I remember this. You had a really hard time getting over that.
I did. That was so sad. Okay.
Not me. So this is a husband fail, so we should read this on Father's Day. Yes. But not me. But my husband accidentally locked my daughter in the chicken coop.
Honestly, I could see that happening to Rossi, but she'd probably love it.
Oh, Pierce would He would Pierce live there. He would be like, these are my people now.
He would literally start trying to like lay an egg.
No, he literally would just sit in there. Like, that would be his happy place.
He would be totally fine. Yeah. The chickens might be dead by the end, but he don't care. He would just grab them and
he would just love it. Grab them and shake them.
He probably would. He would love it. That is so funny. Okay. This one's kind of funny because I think we've all related in somehow. Dropped a piece of Hot Pocket on my newborn's face as I was nursing.
Dropping a phone on your baby's face.
The amount of times
I've done that.
Especially like, oh, you're like trying to take a picture up high. Boom. Smack right on the head.
Yeah.
Happened to me.
That was all my good ones.
Me too.
I feel like they were all pretty similar. Me too. Like the rest of mine. Like they all kind of like went together. Like we hurt our kids. We bonked their head. We forgot to buckle their car seat. Like we all do it. And we all put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect. But none of us are.
None of us are perfect. We all have mom fails. And that's okay.
And that's good. Because you learn.
We laugh and we can learn. And at the end of the day, our kids are so much more resilient than we think that they are. And yeah, they really are.
Jamie's headphones are really bugging her today.
Headphones are really hurting me. But
happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, you guys.
Wait, Jamie, what are your Mother's Day plans?
Oh, yeah.
We were going to talk about this at the beginning, but then we just kind of jumped into life.
Mother's Day plans are, we're going to go to dinner. Justin and I, oh, wait, is that what we're doing? Yeah, we're doing that. I was like, wait, I have a lot going on this month, okay?
You have a lot going on. I couldn't remember
what this was for. We're just going to go to dinner, and I think we're just going to maybe walk around, do a little shopping. I don't know. I don't like really want anything, but just kind of being out with Justin and whatever. And then I think on Sunday when it's like actual Mother's Day, I'm sure Justin will like hopefully make dinner and I can take a nap and kind of relax.
Yep.
We can like go do something we like to do as a family.
So you're not really asking for much this year?
I'm not. I just, there's not anything I want and life is expensive. And so I just, yeah.
That's us too. I told DJ not to get me a single thing.
Yep.
I was just like, honestly, I like him good. Like, yeah. I just feel like I have everything I need. Yep. I feel really content. I actually sent him like a few links, but then I was like,
actually,
don't really need it. Yeah. I told him like, I'd rather just like go to dinner.
Yep.
Have a fun night.
Have a fun night.
If we want to like go to the mall and like maybe and I can get like something that cute workout outfit. Cause that's something I've really been wanting is a new workout outfit. Yes. So like if we go to the mall, I try something on and I really love it. Then like maybe I get a workout outfit. But he was like, I feel bad not getting you anything. I'm like, honestly, I just like want to spend time together. So
that's literally how I feel.
It's going to be a low key Mother's Day, but I'm really excited. It's just celebrate your mom. We have the funnest Mother's Day for our mom planned.
Oh my gosh. Can we talk? No, we can't. Well, we kind of can. Mom won't listen to this.
I feel like she will because it's going to be a Mother's Day episode and she's going to listen to see if we talk about her.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Yeah. We definitely won't say what we're doing, but we're excited. We'll tell you guys what we're doing for her next week.
Yes.
Like, next Monday.
Because aren't we doing it on Thursday next week?
Yes.
I am so excited.
I am so excited.
She's literally going to die.
She's going to die. It's going to be so
She's asked me like 30 times what we're doing.
Really?
And I haven't told her.
No, we're going to dinner.
I told her we're going to dinner.
Yeah, which is true.
It's true. But happy Mother's Day. If you're not a mom, you're still amazing.
You're still amazing.
And you're just as important to those kids if you're around any kids.
Yes, exactly. And we love you guys. Thanks for all your support always. And thanks for being a codependent girly. And we'll see you next week on the
Codependent Podcast.